This recording, England 38A, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
I was born at a little village called Meath. It's about 10 miles outside of Torrington. And I first started school at Meath when I was 5 years old. But then when I was somewhere around about eight, my father changed his occupation and I moved to a place called Newbridge, which was only about 2.5 miles further on, right? But of course then I had to go to another school, and then I went to Merton School, and well, that's where I finished up my schooling at the age of 14, you know. Well then, there wasn't an awful lot of choice, really, of jobs. It was mainly agriculture or working at the clay pits. There was two or three clay pits around, the Marlin Clay Company and the Meath Clay Company. So it was a choice of either ways, going to the clay pits or agriculture. So anyway, I went on agriculture. I remember starting off having the milk of, you know, a lot of cows really, and when you've never milked cows before, it can really be very trying on the wrist. I mean, if you got to sit, say, under about 20 cows, I mean, it's quite an ordeal, really. And not only milking the cows, I mean, you milk the cows first thing in the morning and then again in late afternoon, but the other part of the day, I mean, you was out doing a lot of other manual work, which was quite a, you know, a strain on a boy 14, really. And, well, my wages was £1 a week, 7 days a week. And, well then, when the war broke out, I had to change jobs again. I was working for a Lord Clinton, and of course I had to register with my age group, which was the 22-year-olds. So the bailiff for Lord Clinton, he didn't want to get rid of me because, or he didn't want to lose me because I was in the dairy running a real big dairy there, about 100 cows, you know, and then it ended up that one day I had a letter from the government and I thought, well, this is my call up paper, son. But anyway, when I opened the envelope, there were some forms inside to fill out, and it was a government thing, right? They wanted experienced agricultural workers to start up agricultural units all over the country, like, because the German U-boats were putting down our merchant ships, and we were losing so much food that they wanted to start up agricultural units and grow our own food. So anyway, I filled it in and thought, well, I expect I should have to go anyway, but within a matter of about a week, I had a reply back to say that I was to report to Okehampton and start of an agricultural unit there. So anyway, I went to Okehampton and I was put out over an area which was bordering Dartmoor. And, well, we sort of built up a unit and gradually I'd land army girls and different workers that was unfit for the army come right. And of course our job was to sort of supervise them and train them, you know, what to do and that. But after a while, that sort of job didn't really suit me too well, you know, so there was loads of tractor work, you see, ploughing up and all that sort of that all the time. So I got on the tractors, and in those days, I mean, we hadn't got a lot of tractors, but most of the tractors came across from America, and I got more or less full-time tractor driving then, and I ploughed up, well, I always say I ploughed half a Devon, because I ploughed areas that had never been ploughed before. I ploughed like Beaufort Moor, Roper Moor, Harlecombe Moor, King's Moor at Oldsworthy, and the biggest moor I ploughed, which I know that I was the first one ever to plough in living memory, that was Haverley Moor. And it took me 7 months to plough it. It's so big. Yeah, I was there 7 months to plough that one.